Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and as always, pleased to welcome this gentleman to our program, our friend from the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Phil Rocker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm doing very well. Hope you are.
I am indeed. Thank you so much, and we're pleased to have you on the program today. We're going to talk about some spring management practices, the things that you do not want to overlook. And I know, Phil, that the weather has been very inconsistent this year. It's making farmers do things maybe in a different way. Can you tell us a little bit about what they're having to do now?
Well, it's been warm. It's been cool. It's been cold. It's been warm again. It's been dry. It's been wet. It's really hard for farmers to get organized when the weather is as inconsistent as it is, because you don't do a lot of things according to the calendar.
Right.
You really have to plant and do a lot of things by the weather, temperature, and all that. So it's been really hard to gauge what to do.
They really have to sort of adjust on the fly, don't they?
Very much so.
What are some important practices maybe that livestock owners need to think about now before they get too very busy?
Well, a lot of times row crop farmers, livestock farmers, you know, they're one and the same. You know, they sort of diversify their operation. So they have a lot of stuff out there on their plate they have to do, and one of the main things is just basic management of the animals to make sure they're happy, healthy, ready to maybe, you know, not be looked at quite as much while they're doing other things. And as we get into this heat, one of the main things I want to make sure they have is lots of clean, fresh water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And one of the things you touched on there initially makes perfect sense, that most livestock owners aren't just livestock owners. They're doing all the other farming as well.
Yeah. Not only do they have to get out there and get all the seeds in the ground and spray for weeds for all the crops and everything, they also need to look after their livestock, such as deworm them, vaccinate them, fly control, because it's been so wet here lately. Probably going to be a lot of flies this year.
Wow.
We do have a few folks out there that have sheep, and they really need to get those sheep sheared before it gets real hot.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we feel pretty certain that it's going to warm up, maybe real hot, as you say. I know some horse owners, and I know that they're very eager to get out, hit the trail now, do some riding. What do they need to think about, Phil?
Once again, I hate to keep saying the same thing over and over again, but deworm and fly control are very, very basic for all livestock, especially horses. I would advise them strongly to have a good work relationship with a veterinarian and really talk with the veterinarian about vaccinations. Mosquitoes are going to be rough this year, and mosquitoes carry a lot of diseases, West Nile, EEE. There's a whole lot of diseases that they can, you know, actually transmit to horses, and your veterinarian can really help you avoid those diseases.
Mm-hmm. You know, Phil, when I was out mowing the yard the other day, this one fly kept buzzing around my head. Are the flies as irritating to the animals as they are to people when that happens?
Yeah, there's several different flies. Some are just irritating. They feed off of, like, mucus. They get in the eyes, they get in the nose, and they just keep bothering and bothering and bothering. And then there's others who actually have to have blood meals. And those get irritating because they could need 25, 30, maybe even more blood meals a day. So when those animals are fighting those flies, then they're not grazing. They're not doing what they need to do. And that just really puts them off their normal routine.
Our guest is Phil Rucker. Phil's the extension agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil, what pasture land, hayland management practices do we need to be focusing on, say, right now?
Weeds.
Okay. You're just a wealth of great news today, aren't you?
Well, once again, with the weather the way it has been, a lot of individuals would spray much earlier, and it was either too wet, it was too cold. So some of the weeds have gotten a little bit out of hand, and that takes nutrients away from the forage that the livestock need to eat. So you really need to get out there and see what weeds you have, get a proper identification so you can get help on the proper control so you can be more economically feasible.
You got to know the weeds that you're fighting. And I know that weeds aren't just out in the fields either. There are other places, maybe around your pond and stuff. What's going on there?
Oh, I'm starting to get a lot of phone calls. People call me and I've got scum. I've got algae. I've got this floating on out there on the surface of my pond. And once again, with the weather, all this rain has kind of washed a lot of things into the pond. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like going to the doctor. He can't help you unless he knows what's wrong.
Right.
So we need a sample so I can tell you what weed, what algae, what is out there and help you with the proper control.
And is there, I mean, maybe an obvious question, is there a wide variety of things that could be out on the pond that would require different types of control?
Oh, yes, sir. And everyone has some sort of a quick fix, which usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
It may work really fast, but it's not going to last long. So this issue comes back, and there's algae, there's watermeal, which is an actual little, very small plant. And it looks like algae, but it does not respond to any kind of algicide.
No.
Then you have lily pads. You have underwater weeds. There's a lot of different things out there that can really affect the beauty and the use of a fish pond.
Phil, this kind of actually takes us back to the top of the program where you talked about because of the weather, farmers haven't really been able to keep what would be a normal schedule. They're kind of having to do things on the fly. I would assume that this might make it more difficult for them to do all these things safely. What do they need to think about?
Well, have you ever gotten in a hurry because you know you've got to go do three different things and you run out the door and you forget half of what you needed?
That about every day, yeah.
Yeah, that can happen to farmers because with the rain, they get so far behind. They think of all these things that have to be done. Mm-hmm. So instead of focusing on one thing at a time, it's sort of like eating an elephant.
Okay.
You do that one bite at a time.
Yeah, okay.
And so they go out and they've got all this on their mind, and so they lose their focus, and they want to hurry up and finish this one task and move to the next one, and they may not quite study what they're supposed to do and get a little careless, shall we say.
Yeah. Especially, I would think, if they're very experienced farmers, they feel like they, and this might not be the right phrase, feel like they can kind of cut corners or take shortcuts into getting one thing done so they can move on to the next. So that there is a danger for experience farmers to lose focus too, right?
Oh, yes, sir. We all do that. I've done this how many times?
Yeah.
And I can just, fly through it. But a lot of this stuff, you've really got to focus and concentrate because you may be dealing with equipment that's moving that can really injure you. You may be on the road driving and you need to use all your flashers, have someone follow. If you're dealing with animals, animals can sense when you're a little stressed, and they're going to be a little stressed as well. So always have someone with you whenever you're doing any kind of livestock work, farming work, anything. Just it's always good to have a backup.
Absolutely. Animals get fidgety. They can do some damage in a hurry.
Well, if you're not focused and make a wrong move here or there, they don't they didn't set out to hurt you, but they could accidentally run by you, brush up against you. A lot of things can happen.
A big cow bumping into you is not the same as a cat rubbing up against your leg, is it?
Not even close.
Not even close. Phil, if folks have some questions about all this stuff, they can contact you where, sir?
They can phone us at the Yadkin Cooperative Extension, 336-849-7908.
Perfect. Phil Rucker, as always, my friend, a pleasure to chat with you, and I look forward to the next time, and I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you taking some time with us today, and we'll talk with you again soon, my friend.
Yes, sir, and I certainly do thank you for helping everybody gather information.
Phil Rucker with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, our guest today, and thank you, folks, for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.